Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her mylifeinabook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's corporate cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
MSW Media.
Welcome to
Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
And we are Frangela, and welcome to
The Final Word!
The Final Word with Frangela!
The final word. Ooh, it's very dynamic.
It was.
It's very dynamic. Yeah, it's welcome to, I don't know what week it is in Impeachment Week.
Oh,
they're still better than Infrastructure Week.
It's so much better, but it's still, you know what? I'm going to tell you about Impeachment Weeks. The time folds in.
Right.
Like it was on that mycelial, you know.
Mycelial network?
Mycelial network. Yeah, that one. That one.
Oh, do you mean?
And it's not from the show Dynasty, it's from the show Discovery.
Very good. You're on top of it.
I was
on. Wait, before we get started, we want to remind you that if you need a little dose of Frangela,
you can go to cameo.com.
Go to Cameo. Get the Cameo app. And we can do anything, really.
Yeah.
It's up to you, up to whatever we want to do. Sing you happy birthday, maybe a friend, just give you some love,
yeah.
A horoscope. Maybe we do a reading. I don't know. It's up to you.
And also, you can come by our Patreon page at patreon.com and join in with the other Frangelistas enjoying the Micro Idiots 3 times a week. What? Just go on over there. Put in Frangela. Find out about it. We're having a good time.
We're having an excellent time, and we're going to find even more content to put on there.
Oh,
so check out Patreon.
Yes.
And go to Frangela.com for all things Frangela.
Yes.
And you can
swag, everything. And you can enjoy us in the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday morning.
That's right. And we had a great show this weekend for the ladies' room at Westside Comedy
here
in
so much fun.
Los Angeles. We want to say thank you to Jen O'Donnell and everyone. They were awesome.
Yes. And thank you for all our friends coming out, too.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh, Art. Mm-hmm. You're amazing.
Yes.
Proud Resistor came.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It was wonderful.
We had a good time.
Thank you, Ryan.
We had a great time. All right, let's talk about Hong Kong. First up, big ups to my peeps in Hong Kong, down
they
in the struggle.
Are holding
okay?
it down, and it is very, the situation is really, it is rapidly just degenerating, and it's very bad. If you go look now, what's happening is the protesters have been basically cooped up. They've been kept, like, surrounded, and, it, you know, it's all in the point of view, right?
Yeah.
From their point of view, they're being held prisoner by the police. The
mm-hmm.
police think that they're holding back a rebellion,
right.
And they are, hopefully, a good rebellion, one that I back. But in any case, these people are, they're stuck in the Polytechnic University in the standoff, and there was this amazing escape attempt where a bunch of them were like on scooters and things
mm-hmm.
and just tried to get all through at once, because what's happening is police aren't letting people just walk by, leave.
Right.
So there are people trying to leave,
And it's reportedly, and this has not been completely verified, but reportedly when people are leaving, like, I don't want to be in this, I'm trying to leave, the police are arresting them.
Right.
So, and, you know, they've got family members trying to check on the cantons, so they've closed off this campus, and it's highly volatile. You see them throwing Molotov cocktails at the police vehicles, and,
yeah,
and
it's frightening.
They're
and
using
scary.
live round ammunition. It's amazing.
One of the things we were talking about before we started the podcast today was the fact that, you know, every show, every news show, political show, that it's talking about the what's going to happen in these, you know, hearings that are coming up, and not about the actual news happening right now.
It's so
on this earth, on these lands.
Here's the deal with cable news, you know, especially because of the times we live in, you know, we are people who are checking in with it pretty much all day long, but they've got breaking news up for things like everything Trump.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that a lot of this news ain't breaking.
No.
Number one. Number two,
it should be a smaller segment.
Oh my gosh. Every single show all day long. And what's really frustrating is that they spend the lion's share of the show. Yet they will touch on some of these. And I especially appreciate Stephanie Ruhle and mm-hmm. Ali Velshi, because they do more of it than other people.
Mm-hmm.
But where they get in more stories, but the yes. lion's share of all the programming I'm, you know, checking in on during the day is, what do you think the next person will say?
It's repetitive.
And it's panel after panel. And on MSNBC, they also have the unfortunate habit of using the same panel members multiple times through the day.
Exactly. And so, if you're like us, and probably like you do too, who look and check the news all day long, you're seeing the same people four times.
And on top of it, they're just repeating the same. Yeah, constitutional crisis. Yeah. I'm down. Yeah, this could happen, that could happen. But the thing is, when it does happen, then you can focus, and that's the thing that's happening.
Right.
So tomorrow, I expect you're all going to be carrying it, and I know the talk will be about that, but I think the fact that there is a revolution trying to happen in Hong Kong should get more than a short break. And I think it's because of our tweet. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say it.
Go ahead.
Because we were so annoyed about this, and I was so annoyed earlier, and I'm not a huge Katie Turchow fan, mm-hmm. but she was on,
yeah,
and they were on and on about what Sondland might say. Sondland ain't even on till what, Thursday?
Right.
He come in on Wednesday.
In Trump time, that is
that's like 10 years.
You're right.
That's 10, 12 years.
You got to go through a wormhole to get to that.
We got younger thinking about it.
Yes.
It's a relativity, people. You know, E equals, you know, all that stuff. So, yeah, literally, that's on Wednesday. They were going on about that. And they did finally get to Hong Kong. But she's, you know, it was like one segment. It was sort of an odd, oddly done segment. I'm like, this is breaking news. This is when you stop what you're doing and you break to this.
Yes. We also want to remind you that Trump retreats from the flavor ban for e-cigarettes. When I tell you, first of all, my 13-year-old, knows. She's
jeweling.
Like, you know what? Yeah, juuling. You know, that has to go because her friends are addicted.
But if you remember, Frances, and I know you guys all remember too, this is not that long ago. Is it even a month?
Hmm.
When Trump, you know, he had this little sit down there. Melania's, you know, a little bit behind him, kind of next to him.
Right.
And he was talking about banning the flavored e-cigarettes and how maybe, you know, making an executive order about it. And,
right.
You know, because, you know, and he said, well, you know, the first lady, Melania, she really cares about this. She's got a kid. And I don't know if she said she's got a kid or she's got a child. So, but that the gist of it was that she has a child.
Right.
Okay. Just if
I don't
you
know
were
how
clear,
she made that. Right.
If you were clear that he was not in any way taking ownership, and I was like, okay, this has gone pretty far. When now that's where you are, you're not gonna take ownership. Is he also just bring coffee?
Totally.
Is Barron? I never met Barron.
Totally.
I don't know Barron Trump.
No.
How am I supposed to know Barron Trump? I take pictures with lots of children of mine.
I mean, I've never seen Barron talked about.
Well, he should, you know, he's a kid. But this family is getting a level of care that they don't allow anyone, they've never given to anyone else.
No one.
Y'all are scared of the wrong people. If I can tell you that, you are scared of the wrong people. But the fact is that he now apparently, and of course, you know, what that makes people think is, well, who just donated to his campaign.
Yeah.
Because suddenly e-flavored cigarettes, maybe not so bad.
You know what? You know what? Who doesn't want to sip on a watermelon flavored, you know,
smoke? Yeah. So hopefully, you know, people, all of the like, people who tried to say that like people like Melania or Ivanka would be, you know, fetters on his going too crazy. They'd be somehow they'd have some level of control as if they were good moral people.
No.
And they're not. Yeah. But on top of it, it's like, I really do wonder what, you know, you go, well, you know what? I talked to your kid, Melania, and he seemed fine with his cigarettes.
Right.
Like, I don't know how
that
works.
It says that, you know, NPR is saying that the advisors say that the president pulled back from the proposed restrictions intended to curb teenage vaping after he was warned of political fallout among voters. That tells me, here's my thing, that just that discussion tells you that this is a person who rules by the wind.
Well, but also,
there's no
to me,
platform. There's no.
No, there's
poll.
No even. It doesn't even sound like there's a report.
No.
It doesn't even
no.
sound like there's any poll.
No.
It's just somebody said, and who that somebody is, I guarantee you, has interest in protecting the cigarette
exactly.
lobby, the tobacco lobby. So somebody goes, you know what? Some people, here, I have to tell you something. If Trump isn't aware of this, everything you do as president, somebody's not going to like.
Yes.
So just that isn't why we don't do things. I don't for 1 minute believe that he just thought, oh, it's going to hurt my base if I say kids shouldn't smoke cigarettes. Like, I don't, you know, this is about playing out a White House that is just for sale,
yeah.
In my opinion.
In, day out.
Day out. And
Roger Stone is guilty. Yay!
Yeah, on all 7 counts. And now we are just, I'm going to tell you something. The watch I would have up in the corner is the Roger Stone sentencing watch. Because when I tell you I am living for this sentencing, and I am really hoping it's like just like crazy.
Right.
Like this judge goes, Roger Stone, you are going to be the message sender from now until the end of time to never lie to Congress, to never do these things.
Yeah.
And just throw the biggest fucking book at that asshole they can find.
Now, do you think Trump will pardon him?
I think
he will.
I don't know that he will. It depends. Because I think, here's the problem you got. These are two crazy people.
Mm.
And as you know, this is one of my superpowers, if you don't know this. I understand crazy evil people.
You do.
I can predict a lot
it's
of crazy
like
evil behavior.
Sense.
It really is. Like, I see crazy evil people. Unfortunately, you can see them too. That's the sad part. But when you have one crazy person is hard enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But when you got two crazies, because the real problem here is, Stone, you can get the message. The reason I'm hesitant to say that Trump would pardon him is because of the fact that there's been this attempt by Alex Jones, you know, did this really, it was so annoying to listen to because he speaks really slowly in it. This appeal to Trump to pardon Roger Stone. Alex Jones did that. But and in listening to it, like I said, it's like he's talking like this. He goes, and Trump should. I'm like, oh, Jesus, come on. Enough with the, you know, tension.
Right.
We know what you're going to do. So that says to me that you don't have a back channel to him.
Yeah.
Because
if
that is how he's trying to reach the president Alex Jones, and I know that's about public pressure.
They keep putting everybody in jail and convicting them.
Well, this is the thing.
So nobody can get closer to him. You can't have that conversation with him anymore.
Well, and
you
also,
used to be able to have that conversation.
I think it's a way to do an informal polling on will people be okay with him doing something like this. I think Roger Stone is a little bit of a special case because he's crazy also.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he did commit skin to his crazy. He's got the Nixon tattoo.
His tramp stamp?
I think his tramp stamp is significant enough to give me pause about his flippability.
Mm.
Many people have said, and he does, he weakness wafts off him.
Yeah.
Like, you look at him, you're like, oh, you just even say jail time and this motherfucker gonna roll. Like, you don't have to even.
But you know what?
But I don't know. You have to remember that
he's a gangster.
That's what I'm saying. And he's got that back tattoo. Like, this is a guy who put, but skin in the game, if you will, to some extent.
Here's the thing. I don't think he's going to sit down and do his time.
Well, he thinks he isn't. But this is the thing. If he can't be assured of that.
Yeah.
And it's the problem with crazy people. They're never sure of anything. So you can give them, you can put things in writing, you can say things to him 100 times. So this is why I go, this is a situation where it's a little bit too volatile. Roger Stone, and they're also both stupid enough to just fuck up and give themselves up without having anybody else tell on them. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm very excited about the 24-hour ruling, which, by the way, I believe that they knew within 15 minutes, we're like, well, we get lunch and dinner if we... Plus, I don't want to go to work tomorrow. And then we can have like a 4-day weekend because it's Friday.
Right.
So, but we wanted to make sure we talked about that.
Yes. You know what else? I'm going to tell you something. You know what Roger Stone needs to do?
So many things.
Before he goes to jail.
Yes. Because
White Misty.
That's right.
Okay.
The last thing you want when you're in jail Yeah. To not be able to flash those pearly whites.
Exactly.
But here's the thing for all of us, those of us who are innocent and free and loving of life, it's the holiday season. Okay?
It is.
You're going to be going to parties.
Yeah, family gatherings.
That's right. And then you're going to have to be looking at those pictures for the rest of your life.
Yes.
So if you're not comfortable with your smile, you know, if you've got some coffee stains or some discoloration, Power Swabs is for you.
Yes, you can have sparkling, pearly white teeth, okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. You've never really whitened until you've whitened with Power Swabs.
That's right. They're clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first, get this, 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes, people.
Okay? That's faster than this commercial. Power Swabs. Never leave my teeth or gums all sore and sensitive like other whitening treatments.
Which made me quit doing them because they were uncomfortable. They hurt.
Yeah.
It's totally safe and it's effective on all dental work.
If you are not happy, Power Swabs are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee.
That's right. So you need to try Power Swabs and you will not believe how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. We got you a great deal. Go to buypowerswabs.com and use our code SEXY for 40% off and an additional $10 off.
Yes.
Plus a free quick stick.
Yep, that's right. 40% off plus $10 off plus a free quick stick. Or you can call 1-800-668-1749 and use our code SEXY.
That's buypowerswabs.com. Code SEXY. Visit buypowerswabs.com today.
Today.
Roger Stone, yesterday.
Yes. Okay.
You need to get on it.
Oh, you know who we have to talk about? ShannonForOhio.com.
Yes, she's running against Jim, spelled G-Y-M Jordan.
Yes.
ShannonForOhio.com. Check her out.
Please.
Anybody running against anybody, but she, I believe, is in the last, because, you know, Jim Jordan's using his being thrown into this hearing as an attack idiot. He's using that to fundraise, but she's raised a lot of money in the last.
Well, she should, because he is a tool.
He is a tool, and you got to help her. Help Ohio help itself.
Yes.
So go check out ShannonForOhio.com.
But you know what? A change is a coming, Angela. I feel it on the wind. I feel it in my bones, and they ain't never wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Never wrong. Because what I can tell is that people are waking up in America. When you have people having, like Jim Jordan is about to have a serious, serious contender against him.
Yep.
That tells you that there is room for people to move.
Well, it's, and I think that, you know, what really shows you that is this weekend in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Last week that Louisiana joined, and I have to say, when Kentucky's governor, the Democrat, Democrat won, of course I was thrilled because that, you know, Trump had gone down and really heavily campaigned for the asshole who then took a week to concede and then did one of those weak ass quiet. All right, fine, I didn't win.
I just really didn't win.
But and it wasn't even close. Like, it was stupid. But Louisiana, he was able to eke it out.
And John Bell Edwards. Yes.
Yeah, Democrat there. But what I love about it is Louisiana, Trump came down there and begged.
Yeah.
Like, he literally, like,
well, he begged in Kentucky.
We might be able to have the audio, but where Trump, he's like, do me a favor here, Louisiana. He's like, you got to help me out. Like, he made it about him.
So Trump took a loss. So you got to give me a big win, please. Okay. Okay.
And they went, fuck you.
Yeah.
That is important. You know, they spent all day trying to turn everything into, so I'm surprised we're not hearing more about it.
Right.
Because every poll, if they have a poll every 5 minutes and they're like, what does it mean now? And I'm like, you have an actual election. Fuck a poll.
Yeah.
You have an election.
You have people saying it. You have people walking with their feet
boat.
And their hands and their with their tiny hands.
In Louisiana, because he does, and so you think it's contagious. But that's seriously, like, that is a huge deal, and it gave me no end of joy.
And yeah, and it gives us all hope. I mean, Kentucky gives us hope. Virginia gives us hope. Louisiana gives us hope, because what it says is that people, their minds are turning.
And that they understand the importance of these state and local level
That's
elections.
Right.
That we can't be,
That's
you know,
right.
President is important, but hopefully after this president, a lot less. but it is, but we have to pay attention to those other, all of those races. That's why we're in the mess we're in, where we, you know, could literally have a Supreme Court that basically makes Donald Trump a king.
Yep.
Also, this weekend, Trump had an unscheduled but completely normal, according to the White House.
Oh yeah,
completely normal.
Not so normal,
unscheduled.
You know what? He just decided
partial checkup on Saturday. Now at Walter Reed.
Well, people are saying it was not quote unquote protocol for a routine visit. Okay.
No, routine visits. Everybody knows about it, and then whatever problem. So, but apparently the president went to Walter Reed, and they're trying to call this a. It was like they're doing his yearly physical a little bit early and in parts, which, okay, here's the thing. They lie to us about everything. And that's annoying. But also, it's time that people stand up and sit. The president, the reason you hear about the president going to Walter Reed isn't because we're just that curious or you know, tabloidy. The president's health and well-being are actually matters of state.
Yes.
There's a line of succession. There are things that we have to know. Like, yeah. So it is our fucking business.
Yes.
Why the president
and not
was just
and not just his physical, you know, well-being, his mental well-being as well.
You know.
Well, this is the first time that, you know, really in recent history that we are talking about some presidents who can be potentially this president, if he's reelected, could be in his, you know, close to 80.
And well, he's, you know, more than that. I have a question about just being stupid.
You know?
But It is, to me, like, here we are again at another moment when every other president has, and I'm not saying that, of course, you know, there are things that are private, you know, obviously, that aren't, but if the president is being rushed to the hospital or making an appointment, having to go into the hospital for something happening in some sort of an episode or some sort of an illness, we have an absolute constitutional right and need to know that.
Well, you know what? This administration has shut all of that down, okay? We don't even get, you know, when you think about it, we don't even get the press secretary giving us a daily update.
Which actually, here's the thing. I know I'm supposed to be upset about it, but I'm so sick of just watching them. You know, the few times that Sarah Buckawaka, whatever her name is, would come out there. And, oh, by the way, how old is she again?
She's in her 30s.
She's
I
not
think.
Not even 40, you guys.
I know.
I'm gonna tell you something. Evil and racism ages you.
Really?
Like,
does.
Really seriously.
It's
white
hard
people,
on the skin.
Everyone. The skin. Everyone. If you don't wanna have, I mean, there's only so much that power swap and plexiderm can do, okay? They can't erase you. So don't be racist. It ages you.
Oh, speaking of being racist, Syracuse University had to suspend all fraternity activities due to racism.
For the rest of the semester, which is kind of annoying to me because there have been, I guess, 10 racist incidents. Yeah. And some of these are assaults. Like, they're, you know, people are being accosted. Talk about one, a young black female student was by a group of these young men from one name, what's this fraternity? One they mentioned is Alpha Chi Rho, is having a particularly bad incident, at least one. But so they've suspended all activities because they've had just this crazy uptick. To me, you know, we talk about this all the time. Part of the reason, like, that's an important story is the fallacy of that being young means you're progressive.
Oh,
just
my
automatically.
Goodness. You know what? You know, when all the old people, and I believe
or going
this
to college, being
right.
young and in college means.
Let me tell you
know,
something. I had this limited thought as a young person, too, which is, oh, you know, all we need is, you know, old people to die off and racism will die off.
Exactly.
No, because I'm going to tell you something. There are 12-year-old racist kids. There are, you know, 15-year-old racist kids.
Adults.
People.
I mean, they're in college, but 18, I guarantee you, most of these people are over 18.
Yeah.
If not all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And but this is the idea that somehow those two things, this is where I get mad about the whole elitism thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, where do you think cranial capacity studies came from? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, those came from educated people
That's
who are
right.
asshole racists.
That's right.
Eugenics, you know?
Eugenics.
So, and if you're watching The Man in the High Castle, hearing the kids complain about eugenics class, it's kind of, it was in one of this episodes, whatever episode I'm on, they're complaining about eugenics class.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God, I hate eugenics class. And it's such a weird, like, it's already hard to see, you know, like, Nazi
right.
Americans giving each other the Nazi salute and stuff in America. But we have to, like, scare these people back into their little dirty hovels.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that's big news. And I think it's important to not just sort of write off college students as being one way or the other. Also, over the past not even full week, we've had 3 mass shootings. So, of course, last week at Santa Clarita Saugus High School, 2 children were killed. And they did release their names, 14-year-old Dominic Blackwell and 15-year-old Gracie Ann Muhlberger. And there were at least three other students who were injured.
Yes.
And who they are better. And I think they're like one kid is.
Yeah.
Oh, way better, and the 2 girls are doing much better. So, but in any case, then yesterday, Was it the shooting in Fresno? There was a shooting at a family sort of football watching party.
And then today in Walmart.
In Oklahoma. Yeah. Duncan, Oklahoma, there's a shooting. We don't have, that just happened, so we don't have any, all the information or any really about that yet. But
I really do hope that, you know, everybody is paying attention and that, you know, and I know that the people who listen to this podcast, you know, it's like, but the reality is that I hope that people are paying attention and that children are paying attention and they know that they have to vote. And we just tell everybody over and over.
The idea that during the Saugus High School shooting, they have a bill on the floor.
That's right.
That they're trying to get through the House, you know, and that Mitch McConnell has I don't know how many gun reform legislation bills in front of him, but hundreds of bills that he's refusing to let anyone vote on in the Senate. But during that school shooting, you had Republicans coming out to block gun reform legislation that everybody wants.
And this is my thing. It's like they cannot be, whatever the dollar amount it is, and it's got to be in the trillions in terms of, you know, the Pentagon and what have you, in terms of the gun companies. I don't understand why we can't get ahead of this situation.
Well, it's because we're
manufacturers.
Well, this is the thing. We won't demand that it happen at heart, because here's the deal. You just saw that was the election in Kentucky. People are saying pretty much that played a huge role in it. Moms Demand Action, and that it was really the work of gun, and that they got through an pro gun control, you know, ticket. And I think that's the deal here. It's like, you know, this idea that we shave off. We were talking about this with the Proud Resistor. We were on his show last week on his podcast here in the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network, Ryan Knight. And we talked about this, how, why is it that the Democratic Party will shave off parts of our alleged platform?
Absolutely.
You know, at the moment, at a poll's notice, you know, or, you know, take a tour around the country to say, you know what? You don't have to actually be pro-choice to be a Democrat. We're a big tent. No, fuck you.
Well, here's my thing. Here's my thing. A lie isn't the truth. You know what I mean? And just to say that you won with Dan Lipinski, but he's a lie. So he isn't the truth.
Exactly. So, I cannot take this. And it's like, either we have a platform or we don't.
Exactly.
And at least have, this is what kills me, the Republicans had this good shame enough to publicly, without, and I think a bunch of them didn't know why they were doing it, change their platform to being pro-Russian and anti-Ukraine. Yeah. I'm just saying, either we are the Democratic Party, what does it stand for? And the way that we establish that is by voting in people who we believe hold those values.
Absolutely.
And those values are pro-choice. Those values are pro-civil rights for everyone. Those are about, I do believe in fucking open borders. But and asylum. But you know, not having babies in jails. You know, what is it? They're saying literally every poll you look at says somewhere between 80 and 90% or more of the country favor universal background checks, favor, you know, limited ammunition and gun control in terms of the automatic and semi-automatic weapons.
We do not have politicians who are working at the will of the people. We haven't had them for years, but it's glaring at this point. And so for me, you know, this impeachment situation has to happen. It had to happen, or else we might as well give it all up right now, because following the rule of law. We've decided to let somebody to king one man and let a party, you know, railroad America into what it would like it to be.
And you see it happening at the state level, states like Ohio, Indiana, all the places that I think Minnesota, like that they've tried to limit when a Democrat gets the governorship. They then the state legislatures move to change what the governor can't do.
Yeah.
You know, that where they've gerrymandered North Carolina. I don't even know if they've gotten their borders together yet, because they've been told I don't know how many times, look, this shit's racist. You can't draw these. They drew a map so that Republicans would always be in control.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what no Democrat could win. So this is the thing. We can't only care. We talk about all the time here. The time to wonder what's going on in your party isn't the day of the election.
Absolutely.
So it is, every time we say call, we mean it. Like call 202-224-3121. That's the generals. That's the big switchboard, and to get to your senators and your representatives and let them know when you like what they're doing and when you don't. they, that is what they pay attention to, is what are the people who elect me going to do?
Yes.
And are they going to stop me or not? And that's what we all have to focus on.
And that is our final word. And now it's time for emails. Time to go get some emails. Oh my goodness. We're email rich.
Do you have them?
I don't.
they're there.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Ah.
Have you looked at these?
Yeah. Sure. Here we go. It's time for emails. Time to go get your emails.
That's right. Thank you for writing. So you can go to frangela.com. And also you can write us just directly at frangela08@gmail.com. We do read all of our emails and write back. So thank you. Mm-hmm. This first one's from Brian K. Here's the thing we want to let you know. It's always cool to vent. He said, I just had to write, just to vent to someone, instead of taking off my clothes, putting on my Plexiderm, good job, and walking naked off into the street. If you guys don't know this, Francis is constantly threatening a naked protest.
One day I'm gonna have it all, and I'm like Kane in Kung Fu. I'm gonna strip down. I don't think he stripped down, but I'm gonna strip down and I'm just gonna walk this earth.
Yeah, he didn't, I think. No. But
mine involves being.
Okay, so that's your little naked. That's your change. She said he's talking about Ambassador Ivanovich's testimony. Am I saying her name? But I just say correctly.
Ivanovich.
Okay. Yeah. He said, I could have cried watching her testimony, her opening statement. And this is sad, really taught or reminded me of just how important diplomats or ambassadors are. And that when folks speak of abstract diplomacy instead of war, they are the folks who soldier forward in the trenches. Maybe they don't have uniforms, maybe they don't carry guns, but they can and do save lives and improve the quality of living for the world. Not because the USA's choices are the only or the best, but because many of these places are so bad off that even a flawed approach to American capitalism is an improvement. I'm grateful she started with a reminder of the diplomats who have died in service. We all needed that context. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yep, absolutely. I was very proud of her as an American and as a woman, for sure. Watching her stand up when, you know, these people, the president of the United States tried to smear her, did smear her, didn't try.
He's continuing to.
Then threatened her in live time. That was the most brilliant thing I've ever seen.
Well, see,
in
he doesn't think
life.
It's threatening when the president of the United States says that you're bad news and you're this and that. He doesn't, Trump is who
right.
I'm talking about.
But them reading that tweet in live time is the most brilliant thing I've ever seen anybody do.
It was great. And that's our representative, Adam Schiff, who we met this weekend.
We did.
We signed. We were some of the people who signed his. Francis doesn't think this is so cool, but I think it's cool. Because, you know, that they have to, you have to get so many signatures in order to run, blah, blah, blah. So we went and signed, you know, the petition. So they get, it's a document. It's a historical document. It means something to me. I thought it was really cool. But we got to meet him and say hi to Mama, Stephanie Miller. And he said to tell her that the Smooth Jazz representative says hello. So that was really cool. We put the photo on Twitter. I think we put it everywhere.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
This next up is from Dory P. Thank you. She says, my girls, I just found your Patreon page and became a $5 a month patron. Sorry it's not more. Don't you ever
Don't
apologize.
Ever be sorry. Are you kidding me?
That's love. Thank you so much. But I'm paying off 2 kids worth of student loans.
Dory, you're a wonderful person.
You're wonderful.
We cannot
thank you
enough.
Thank you so much.
So many things. And then also we had this this one is from Damien. Gosh, it's confusing to me. Yeah. No, this is from Chuck. But Damien M, we love you. Thank you.
Yes.
This is from Chuck R. Chuck, okay. We got this video sent by a few people. The video of the spider swimming.
Oh.
Okay, here's the thing, people. That's not okay.
Well,
no, we had an unofficial treaty.
Here's the thing, Angela.
There was never
an agreement that the spiders don't swim.
Yes, there was.
Come on.
There's an agreement that they don't swim and
now,
we don't make webs.
We don't make webs. But maybe not swim.
No, they're not supposed to be able to swim. That's some bullshit. And to me, that is, they just crossed my line in the water and the sand. Okay, they just crossed the line. Here's the thing. So now I'm gonna have to shoot shit out my ass and make webs out of it. Because if you go swim, then I'm go web. Okay?
You know
okay?
What? True that.
I'm just saying, thank you, Chuck R., for being on it.
And now it's time for Resistance Wrap Up.
So we give you something actionable to do. And we want to say, first of all, that this is really, that thank you. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to the massive pressure that was brought to bear in the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. They ordered an indefinite stay of execution for Rodney Reed. And that's, we've talked about him on this podcast, and hopefully you've heard about his case before. He's absolutely innocent, and he was set to be executed, like, this week.
Yes.
But due to massive efforts on behind, and people, like, if you go to FreeRodneyReed.com and the Innocence Project, and Sean King really highlighted, like, mm-hmm. it's just really great that we're able to stop this man from being murdered by the state. So, but here's the thing. He's still in jail because he needs... He got an indefinite stay, but that means he doesn't have an execution date.
Right.
But it doesn't talk about another hearing.
It doesn't say that he's innocent. It doesn't release him.
Doesn't release him. So we want you to go to the InnocenceProject.org. Check them out. There's definitely, and they do a lot. They do all these cases, but they need your help. They need donations. They need your signature, and we all need to write to the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, write to the Texas Prison Board, and be like, you need to give this man another trial. Like, make it clear to them that we are all watching, because he might have died this week.
Absolutely,
and he's spent over 20 years in jail, and it is it's absolutely clear he's innocent.
Which makes you go, in terms of the Innocence Project, how many men have been killed in the very same, and what, this is 2019.
Texas, I believe, executes more people than any other state.
Absolutely. Well, this is 2019. Well, you know, think about how many executions before DNA, before, you
and
know,
in this case, the prosecution refused to DNA test the weapon.
I know.
So we have, they wouldn't, although this man's DNA has not linked him in any way to the crime, it linked him to having a relationship with the woman, which he said. But in any case, you should read up on the case. And I mean that because you know, you don't have to just take it from us. I'm going to tell you, I've read these documents. I've gone through a lot of these stories from a lot of different places. Yeah. The man's innocent.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, I'm really very happy that people, they went out there, it was like their biggest petition ever.
Absolutely. And people stepped up and saved this man's life.
But now we got to keep stepping up, and we got to get him out of jail.
So we want to thank you for that. And we want to thank our production team, Gail and Laura. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you so much. And we want to thank everybody at the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
Make sure you check all those other podcasts. And make sure you go to our Cameo. Get the Cameo app and get some Frangela love. And go to our Patreon page and get access to all sorts of other content.
Yes. I'm Frances Callagher.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
The Final Word.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller, America's original sexy liberal. If you don't count Millard Fillmore, come join us for the Happy Hour podcast. You're probably already doing plenty of drinking and swearing with this stain of a president in office. Well, join me and my celebrity and comedian friends for a raunchy, uncensored ride through politics and pop culture, pants optional.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-L.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast dedicated to keeping you informed while making you laugh as we all navigate this post-Roe v. Wade hellscape.
The Supreme Court has declared that all of our uteri are just Airbnbs for the seat of the patriarchy. So every week we break down all the garbage news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with the abortion providers and activists we need to be hearing from right now.
Plus, we talk to your favorite comedians. Because face it, if your revolution doesn't have laughter, you're doing it wrong.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your podcasts. Listen, subscribe, join us on Patreon. Because when BS is popping, we pop off.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.